Topic 3, the comparison between the web and the file system on personal computers, and how to create URLs for the files and directories on your computer. The term URL is usually used to refer to a web address, but I am using this concept to access files and their directories on a personal computer, using a web browser. Based on this, there are URLs for the web, and URLs for the personal computer, which will become obvious after reading the following paragraphs. The experimental results presented in Topic 2 suggests that websites on a server function somewhat similar to the file system on a personal computer. Websites are of course comprised of one or more files on the server. To create URLs to access files on a personal computer, all the following is required: the location of the file. File location is also called a directory or a folder, which contains the file. You also need the file name and file extension. For example, I created a Notepad file on my hard drive, and to create a URL for it, I need all of the following: file location, also called the directory or folder, which is C. File name is test document, file extension is .txt. With the information above, I can create a URL to access this Notepad file, as follows: c:test_document.txt. I can enter this URL into any web browser on my computer, and it will open the Notepad file I created. In addition, I can use this URL to create a hyperlink or an icon, which will automatically open the file when I click on it. This file URL c:test_document.txt will not work on your computer, unless you create a Notepad file with the same file location, file name, and file extension. This may be a good practice exercise, but if you use C, be very careful not to upset any of the system and program files located in this directory. Everything that was presented in this topic also applies to URLs for websites. To illustrate the similarity, I will use the experimental websites presented in Topic 2 as examples. With the experimental websites, we can think of the file location as the following domains: www.david100.com, www.techfortext.com, and www.techfortext.com. This is because these domains are programmed to represent specific directories or folders on the web server that I use for my websites. With the experimental websites, the file names are SD, SS, and street, as shown below. The file extension for the three websites is .htm. Based on this information, the URLs are as follows: www.david100.com web link, www.techfortext.com web link, www.techfortext.com web link. With these URLs, we can create an icon or hyperlink to open each website when it is clicked on with the mouse. All of the above is the same as URLs for files on a personal computer. A URL must sometimes include the protocol. The protocol for a typical website or web page is HTTP, and the protocol for a file on a personal computer is file. However, most web browsers and Microsoft Word's insert hyperlink function automatically assume that HTTP is the protocol if the URL starts with www. If a URL starts with a letter, followed by a colon, and a backslash, the software mentioned above assumes that the URL refers to a file on a personal computer. However, for some software devices it is necessary to include the protocol at the beginning of the URL. For example, when a hyperlink for a file is created in a Microsoft Word document, without using the automatic hyperlink function, you must include file at the beginning of the URL. Based on the above, the URLs for the experimental websites and the Notepad file I created can be rewritten with the protocol as follows: file slash c colon test document txt www.david100.com web link www.techfortext.com web link www.techfortext.com web link. Experiments with URLs for files and directories on a personal computer. To demonstrate that URLs can function with files and directories on personal computers, I carried out a series of experiments, which are presented three paragraphs below, under a separate heading. The following two lists of URLs represent the experiments I did with directories and files on my Dell computer. Most, if not all, of these URLs probably will not work on your computer, because most of the directories and files are on your computer are probably different than the computer I used. In addition, keep in mind that I am working with a computer running Windows 8.1 64-bit version, and the symbols and format I used in the experiments may or may not work for some operating systems. If you encounter this problem, you should carry out a web search to find the symbols that apply to your operating system. For additional information, see the following websites: List of Operating Systems Google Search Page, File System and Notation Used for Different Operating Systems, The File System Working with Files and Directories, Drive Letter Assignment, File System Permissions, Operating System Variations. After reading this topic, you should be able to create URLs for the files and directories on your computer. This will probably require a little trial and error practice, but it is an excellent exercise to become familiar with the concepts presented in this topic. If you carry out this practice, you should be very careful not to disrupt the files and directories of your operating system, drivers, and other software on your computer. Generally, you can create URLs and hyperlinks to the above, but you must be certain not to accidentally make any change to the software. However, you can change file name and directory or the documents you created, but you cannot change the file extensions. The experiments with URLs for files and directories on a personal computer. Note, of course, the following experiments and their results don't represent original discoveries. However, experimentation is a good way of illustrating the concepts, and experimenting is an excellent exercise for facilitating the learning process. When I typed file/C:\ into a Microsoft Word document and pressed the Enter key, it turned blue, indicating it was converted to a hyperlink. When I clicked on this hyperlink, the contents of my hard drive appeared on my computer screen. Similarly, when I entered file/C:\ into the Windows Run dialog box and clicked the OK button, the files on my hard drive appeared on my computer screen. See the following screenshots. I repeated the above experiment using Internet Explorer, and I obtained identical results. When I tried the experiment with Google Chrome and Mozilla Firefox, the contents of my hard drive was displayed in the form of blue hyperlinks. See the following screenshot. I repeated the above experiments with a list of directories and the list of files on my computer, and I got the same results as presented above. Specifically, the URLs for the directories on my computer, when activated with hyperlinks, or entered into a web browser, or the Run dialog box, displayed the content of the directories. Similarly, the URLs for the files on my computer opened the files when they were activated. The first list contains the URLs for the directories on my computer, which is followed by another list that contains the URLs for some of the files on my computer. Most of these URLs probably will not work on your computer, but if you want to try them, copy and paste them into a web browser, and press the Enter key. List of URLs to access some of the directories on my computer. URLs will not be read. What does %20 mean in the above URLs? If you noticed, %20 in some of the above URLs, it simply means the space between words and numbers in the URL, such as file/C:\programfiles. This URL file/C:\programfiles will not work in some software devices, unless the space is represented by %20, such as file/C:\program%20files. For additional information, see the following websites. Why %20 is used as a space in URLs? Why does %20 mean space? What does this mean? %20. What are those %20 codes in URLs? List of URLs to open some of the files on my computer. These URLs will only work on your computer if you have the indicated software in the exact file location as shown in the URL. However, If you carefully read the material presented in this article, you should be able to create similar URLs to open files on your computer. Most of these URLs probably will not work on your computer, but if you want to try them, copy and paste them into a web browser, and press the Enter key. URLs will not be read. Another way of looking at URLs is to think of them as addresses. This subtopic may seem somewhat unusual, but it can lead to insights about the file structure used on personal computers and on the web. Specifically, we can compare URLs with the addresses we use to locate an individual. We can also write an address to locate an individual using the same notation for writing URLs. For an example, I will use the following address: John Doe 225 West 20th Street, Apt 30G, New York, New York, 10011, USA. We will assume that John is the file name, and Doe is the file extension. The file location is USA, 225 West 20th Street, Apt 30G, New York, New York, 10011. This involves a root directory USA and a few subdirectories. The address is written with the larger geographical location first, which is followed by smaller localities, as follows: USA NY New York / 10011 225th West 20th Street Apt 30G John Doe. The general formula based on the above is presented below: country, state or similar locality, city, zip code, street, apartment, first name, family name. We could think of the above concept in terms of folders, which represent directories in Windows and some other operating systems. This involves a large folder named USA, which contains a smaller folder named NY. The NY folder contains an even smaller named New York, which contains a much smaller folder named with the zip code 10011. The 10011 folder contains a smaller folder named 225 West 20th Street, which contains an even smaller folder named Apt 30G. Now, let us assume here are several people that live in Apt 30G, which can be thought of as a number of files in the same folder. The file name and extension directs the computer to open the correct file, and with this analogy, the first and last name John Doe indicate which individual is to be accessed. Web links to access other authors. For additional and supporting information, as well as alternative interpretations, explanations, and opinions, web-based videos, Windows file structures and paths, how to make a hyperlink clickable link or image in HTML, create a hyperlink in Excel, copy all files into a single folder Windows using CopyWiz, Windows 8.1 understanding the file explorer structure, web-based articles, how to work with files and folders, Windows 8.1, Windows RT 8.1. 6 ways the Linux file system is different from the Windows file system. Understanding Windows 7 file structure. Understanding directory structure Windows. Structure of OS folders and files. Xen and the art of file and folder organization. Microsoft Word creates a hyperlink.